Jesus summons those whom he wants, and they come to him. It's so simple. Jesus calls, we answer. He asks, we reply. He orders, we obey. We have from him direction, purpose, limits, and identity. We have from him a mission, a ministry, authority, and truth. His Spirit is among us, together with us, here now to hold us up, to bring us to fruition and harvest, and to see us work at his work, imperfectly and completely, yes, but to see us work at his work together despite our shortfalls, despite our mistakes, and despite our sometimes belly button views of the world. You correct my errors. They pick up our slack. We get done what she can't. She manages what he refuses to do. And I handle the stuff no one else will. And all of us together get it done. We complete the work Jesus has given us to do. None of us alone can do what Christ has asked all of us to do together. Jesus knew this, so he called 12 of his disciples and appointed them apostles. He turned students into teachers with a call and gave them the authority, the legitimacy, the power, the clout, the authority they needed to get out there and preach, to get out there and bring not just a word of healing, but actual healing, not just a word of reconciliation with God, but actual reconciliation. They were not empowered to deliver a message about Christ. They were empowered to deliver Christ himself. We hear their names listed so that we know that 12 men were called. 12 actual persons were summoned to the mountain. Not mythic figures, not heroes from misty history. Not personified virtues or angels, but men. Meat and bone men with fathers and mothers and siblings and nationalities and careers. Men with stories, with pasts, and with present problems. Jesus wanted these 12 to walk his word around the world, and they did, together. The reading from Hebrews this morning makes it perfectly clear that the new covenant, though a declaration of the obsolescence of the old covenant, is still a covenant with a people, not a person, with a nation, not a citizen. I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. One God, many people. One God, many priests, many prophets, many kings. All those priests, prophets, and kings, all of us, will accomplish the Lord's work in the world working together. One body in Christ. Christ's most excellent ministry, as mediator for us before the Father, is a ministry to us as his body and for us as his brothers and sisters. He mediates a better covenant with better promises, but still a covenant with a nation, the race, the church. The work we have been given to do here, the promotion of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, is precisely the work Christ accomplished in calling the apostles on the mountain. Christ summons those whom he wants. We help those summoned come to him. This is not the work for one man, one woman, one priest. It is not even the work for a small group of talented men and women. What we take on here is the work of the Spirit in drawing out the vocation, the call, and strengthening the hearts of those called to climb that mountain to Christ for their mission. The work of ours, this work of ours, is bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than the University of Dallas Sarah Club. It is bigger than any one bishop or any single pope. This work of strengthening the call to answer yes to God is the work of the church. All the priests, prophets, and kings, all the baptized, and all those with eyes opened, ears opened, hearts opened. None of us alone can do what Christ has asked all of us to do together. Whatever it is or whoever it is that distracts you from your holy work, put them on this altar. Sacrifice them, give them up to God, and get back to work. We need you.